This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters in Islam, don't you want honor in this life and in the afterlife? Especially in this day and age that we live in where many people have lost their honor, have lost their dignity and their nobility. No doubt, a sane, intellectual person wants to be honored first and foremost by Allah Azza wa Jal in this life and in the afterlife. Listen to the secret. The honor of the believer is as-sujood. And this is the worship that we are conducting on a daily basis many, many times. In Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this very clear for us. Listen, brothers and sisters in Islam. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْجُدُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah Azza wa Jal addresses the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he addresses the believers. He says, can't you see? Can't you see with your heart and understanding? Can't you see with your eyes that whatever is in the heavens of the angels and everything that Allah has created in the heavens and everything that is on earth, whatever Allah has created on earth, it prostrates to Allah Azza wa Jal. It is in constant sujood to Allah Azza wa Jal. يَسْجُدُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Then Allah Azza wa Jal specifically mentioned وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ وَالنُّجُومُ, the sun, the moon, and the stars. وَالْجِبَالُ وَالشَّجَرُ وَالدَّوَابُ, the mountains, the trees, and the creatures. These things were specifically mentioned, even though they are included in whatever is in the earths, because these are creation of Allah that were worshipped besides Allah Azza wa Jal. So there are people that worship the sun, and some worship the stars, and some worship the moon, and some worship trees, and others worship animals. So Allah Azza wa Jal specifically mentioned these six things to make sure that we understand that these things that have been worshipped besides Allah, they themselves make sujood to Allah Azza wa Jal. They don't only worship Allah Azza wa Jal, but they are actually engaged in a sujood to Allah Azza wa Jal. The deed that brings you the most closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. And many, many of mankind make sujood to Allah Azza wa Jal. Did you know, brothers and sisters in Islam, that the believer makes sujood to Allah and even the disbeliever makes sujood to Allah Azza wa Jal? But there is a difference between the two. The believer makes sujood to Allah willingly, while the disbeliever, he does sujood to Allah, but forcefully. How is that the case? Allah Azza wa Jal, he says in Surah Al-Ra'd, وَلِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ طَوْعًا وَكَرْهًا وَظِلَالُهُمْ بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth makes sujood to Allah Azza wa Jal, طَوْعًا وَكَرْهًا. Some are willingly making sujood to Allah and others are forcefully making sujood to Allah. How does the disbeliever make sujood to Allah? Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, وَظِلَالُهُمْ, their shadow. The shadow is actually making sujood to Allah Azza wa Jal. Now we come back to the ayah of Surah Al-Hajj. Allah Azza wa Jal, then he said, وَكَثِيرٌ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ الْعَذَابِ. This is a new fact. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, and many of the creation of Allah, many of mankind, the punishment has been justified for them. It has been decreed and written upon them. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to save us. Who are these people? These are the people that refuse to make sujood to Allah. They refuse to pray. They refuse to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command and the greatest of Allah's command after at-tawheed, after embracing the oneness of Allah, is as-salat. They decided to be like Iblis when he refused to make the sajda to Adam alayhi salam. He refused the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal. And finally, the end of the ayah brings it all into light. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهِ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهِ, if Allah Azza wa Jal wanted to humiliate someone, then you will not find anyone that can honor such a person. You know, the beginning of the ayah was about a sujood, prostration. The end of the ayah was about humiliation and honor. The one who avoids a sujood, such a person is degraded and he's humiliated. Doesn't matter how much people glorify him on earth, in the heavens, he is disgraced. in the sight of Allah, he is disgraced, and on the day of judgment, he faces the worst type of punishment. And the one who makes sujood in this world the life, and is careful and always conscious about his sujood, and making sure that he obeys Allah Azza wa Jal, then such a person, even if people have disgraced him on earth and people have turned away from him, then Allah Azza wa Jal in the heavens has honored such a person.